Where in the world is Callum Laird? Kwai, where is he?
Your room.
Dead.
Dead. Or am I supposed to speak?
I'm hugging Callum.
Oh, fine.
Touching his boobies.
Oh, that's not my boobs, that's my balls. Your concept on the human anatomy is just out of whack.
It was round and large. It was the first thing you went for.
This is the first time we've had more than three guests.
Who even
amazing.
Used?
Wait, remember my.
I've just. Wait.
It's only when I stop and
talk.
Did you
say three guests?
More than three guests. Well, two more than one guest.
Yeah.
This, you know.
Are you guest?
Yeah.
What does that?
What did you do?
I've just realised this episode is going to be absolute anarchy. You know this is going to be absolute anarchy. You know that.
Yeah.
We're not going to get anything done. Kwai, stop fingering the guests, alright?
Stop literally
fingering the guests. Yeah. And Gary put the foam sword on the floor.
I felt penetration.
I felt violation.
I went to Newmarket, I've been elbowed in the face, I've been fingered by Kwai.
Don't you know that's recording?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and you're just talking about being fingered live on the internet.
Not live.
I say live. It's live. Know, don't spoil the
illusion.
Don't spoil the
illusion.
Don't spoil the illusion.
How do you edit?
Shush! It's all unedited. I promise. It's all
bollocks.
Stop doesn't do any work.
Because I can't be bothered.
Submit or edit. That's an easier button. It's big and round or something. I don't know.
Right. What Callum? What's today's date?
1st of April? Oh, April Fool's.
April Fool's.
Oh,
thank you. April Fool!
The joke's on you.
You got
she's already dead.
No, she's not. Callum, you have AIDS. April Fool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sleeping with your girlfriend.
That I do believe.
You know,
she actually managed to find this.
You know, by the way.
Oh, do you got to tell her? Send her a link as well.
I will. No, I just posted this on Facebook, the Callum Laird Show Part 2, because this is the second one we've had you on here. It's the third one Gary's on here.
Yeah. By the way,
get a special mention.
No, if you get to I'm sorry, you're not a man.
But because you're here,
yeah.
We have to do Where in the World is. Zoe the third.
Zoe the third.
He's at 3,000.
If anybody doesn't know, this is Callum's third girlfriend called Zoe.
You said girlfriend.
Third sexual experience.
Lover.
Thank you.
Third lover.
I wouldn't say love. Cool, I didn't cool. love. No.
So where in the world is your girlfriend?
Leeds.
Yeah,
talking to like some scumbags.
I will send this to her when you're done.
You shouldn't talk about
because
family,
you called her a
family.
Because you called her a man.
But no, she like went to some solicitor and then some woman was trying to sue the council because her son like fell over on the street. You know, they were like,
this is a sexy part.
Like, oh, they didn't fill the potholes properly. No, the son's just a dozy little fucker.
How old was the kid?
I don't know. Probably like.
Because if you're under five.
We've been survived. Why is he walking by himself? And,
and also, if you're under five, you fall over all the time.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, Gary's got a really big sword, and it's not.
It's foam. Look
at that, right?
It's foam.
It's a big like, foam sword, all right.
It's not like a massive like rapier or something.
All right, let's do some stuff. April Fool's Day in Japan.
All right.
The best April Fool's joke ever made.
I'm just gonna
what the sword? This is going so well so far. So organized. April Fool's Day in Japan.
Was well funny.
What have you put on? Dragon Age April Japers Lolin.
Japers.
What does
Gary
that mean?
The chair and calls Anakin.
What does that mean?
Anakin.
Oh, this is gonna be a horrible massacre.
The system as we know it.
The system's failed.
You're ruining my show.
Your show.
Right. Why
quite
tries to encounter my foam sword.
Well, it is, to be fair, because he doesn't feel anything.
I feel anything with a foam sword anyway.
We'll get you. Yeah, that's me.
You can buy Dragon Age yet?
You do it.
I don't even know what it is.
Who are you?
It's a Japanese RPG that's like proper big like fanboy thing.
Oh.
And it's coming out on the Wii in July. But the people who make it, whoever they are, said it's coming out on April Fool's Day at midnight, and 2,000 people turned up to look at it. So Kwai's throwing my underpants and socks around the room.
I just realised what they were. No, but
It sounds funny, 2,000 people standing outside a game store.
What's that Final Fantasy character that the homo addressed as well?
Tidus.
Yeah, so
Tidus.
We saw a picture in some magazine of a guy dressed like that dude, and he looked like a massive fag.
That's what cosplay is, though, isn't it?
But it's...
Apart from you get some sexy cosplay people.
I didn't see one.
You get lots of sexy cosplay. Yes, defense. sword defense by tea towel.
Why do you have a tea towel in here?
Why don't I have a tea towel in here?
Wipe stains.
You see those stains?
Yeah, you see those white lines on that?
Oh my god, it's moist. Oh, it's actually wet.
That was the towel I used last night for my bath. Because I couldn't find a proper towel.
Oh, that's been in your crevices and shit.
It has been
in my
crevices.
Stop throwing his manky shit at my face.
We're just going to avoid all the news because we're never going to get done. We're talking about...
Don't talk about
argumentative. Was it argue? What's the thing?
Argumental. That was awesome.
Argumental. According to Guy, it's called argue time. Okay, it's time for argue time. It's just the crappiest name for anything. And all he's put
talking
it,
about.
All he's all.
You tried hard, mate.
All he's put is games are bad.
No, it's because the people keep moaning after games are destroying the children as we know it. Save the children!
It has destroyed us because we're sitting here, there's four of us sitting here talking about into two microphones about games. It has destroyed us.
Well, it hasn't. Yeah, look, we don't want to kill everyone because.
Quai does.
Basically, I'm screaming homos and stuff, and I'm down that path. Video games has set me on. I'm a terrible person.
I'm okay, I'm a good man.
So, what video games caused you to do in the past? How many people have you killed?
Oh, no.
Millions.
A multitude of people.
Yeah. Oh, God. I've lost count. It's just immense.
An immense amount. I showed Gary the Mass Effect thing on Sunday, didn't I?
Yeah. Barbie's horse riding
it's
adventure.
It's full
just out of
control sex.
Artificial rape simulator.
It's an artificial rape simulator according to Fox News.
Yeah, fuck a Klingon or something like that.
Yeah, you fuck a Klingon. What? It's got funny head things.
Yeah, I know. I don't actually mean Klingon. If any,
it's not attractive.
Like,
it's
a trick.
Link the ridges.
Fuck you.
Oh, Christ almighty.
Oh Christ, the lunacy! It's more Saddos in a bedroom talking about
crap. Sad, I'm going to college, you kidnapped me.
You say, all we wanted to do, Gary, you're not going to college, and you went, no.
I wasn't.
Exactly.
Well, I have things to do in town, I need to go to the dentist. Bank.
I might need to go to the dentist because of that wanker.
What, the haircut guy?
Yeah, where? The guy that elbowed me in the face.
Callum decided to start a fight on someone in the club on Saturday night, didn't he?
I fucking didn't.
Stop.
You went, where
were
you?
Hobbs, where were you to protect him?
Where
were
you?
You
were
behind me. I was in front of you.
Alright.
How were you?
You pushed him.
Quite, no. Bad, that's a bad quite.
How could I push him?
He's messing around in the background.
He elbowed me, surely.
I don't know, but I didn't fucking push him. That was for sure.
Yeah, you should have turned around and gone, hello, King!
By the way, I used to do that when I was little. Think that, you know that large uppercut move in like Mortal Kombat where they just go up in the air? I thought you could actually do that in real life.
Yeah.
And they can go that high.
You can.
How wrong I was when I tried that.
Who did you try it on?
Someone at school.
You thought you were Jax, didn't you?
No.
Like the black boxer.
Actually, I thought I was Scorpion because he was awesome.
What was I thinking? I thought so. Yeah.
That goes to come back to the point of games are bad because Callum thought he was Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
I didn't actually think I was.
We all thought we were Power Rangers.
Oh yeah, I played Power Rangers, but I was always the monster.
I wasn't a Power Ranger.
Well, you were the monster.
I
was the pink Power Ranger.
Basically, I was the monster, and my costume would be put my coat over my head like this.
Yeah, you have to show us.
And engage.
You hideous beast.
Yeah, just everyone play along that I've actually gone into the most awesome suit ever. Don't underwear my face and punch me and finger me. No, quite.
Okay, this is, it's never been called the Callum Laird Show Part 2. It's now called the Abuse Callum Laird Show.
Abuse me, go on and I'll kick you.
Callum Confessions.
Except Gary.
Yeah, okay, Callum, go through your life story with us.
What?
How a video game...
I won't kick you.
How a video games ruined you. How a video games ruined you, Callum.
Enough said.
They didn't. Quite how video games ruined you.
I thought I could summon horses with an ocarina.
Oh, quite a man of the forest.
Is Callum your little fairy?
Creatures of the forest.
He is Navi.
Callum is Navi. And Gary, how video games ruined you?
I've been ruined.
You're running around with a plastic sword.
No, that's all right. I do have something to hit that I can hit people with.
Oh, Grand Theft Auto, I am quite violent. Finger me. So there you go.
Did it grab? Did it?
Don't get me wrong, I am quite violent. But it's not video games fault.
It's like Skyrim.
It's just being me that makes me violent.
You thought you might get frozen in carbonite.
Why? It's not.
I'm okay.
How is Gary Han Solo? Just on a side note.
Yeah. How is he?
Why calls Gary Han Solo all the time? How is he Han Solo?
The hair.
It's the hair.
Yeah.
And so, Rossi, Harrison Ford.
Yeah, but say that though. I've got a haircut now, and everyone calls me Winona Ryder when I've got this.
You
haircut,
are Winona
so
Ryder.
There you go. That philosophy does apply to you.
I'll take a sneaky photo again, later on and put it up on the internet.
Winona Ryder's a dick.
And you look. Yeah. Hey, I think I find she's head of the Catholic Church.
Is she? Really? I thought that was the fucking Pope.
No, he's just a figurehead.
Oh, right.
He's
a pawn. Prawn, or whatever they're called.
Pawn.
So I'm having a prawn sandwich been there for like a day.
When I say dead lesbian, I mean wonderful lesbian.
No. No.
Yeah, Han Solo is cool. That's what I'm not opposed to. Yeah,
Winona Ryder.
I'm curious as to why.
Winona Ryder, Chandler Bing, what else?
Chandler's cool.
Chun-Li.
He's the only smoker of friends.
Chun-Li?
You're Chun-Li.
He's not Chun-Li.
Look at the thighs.
He's got the thighs like Chun-Li.
I'm going to push you to the fucking
side.
That's the only
bit of silence. Okay, go back to the point. This is why video games are bad, because we keep calling Callum Chun-Li.
You just started it.
I was doing it behind your back.
You do a lot of things behind Callum's back.
Yes, I do a lot of things behind Callum's back.
Yeah, because me and Gary had a wrestling contest in a bed.
Was it because you played WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2009?
No,
because he was on the bed and I wanted the bed.
And I kept winning and then I was Lord of the Bed. And then he was defeated by Lord of the Bed.
Which gave me a massive nickname. Hamish Jojo Lord of the Bed thing. I don't know, I can't remember. They wrote it on the phone. And every time they wanted to call me, I had to refer to it on the phone.
It was very clever.
It wasn't clever.
Well,
documenting our memory bank isn't big enough. Phones were.
What?
What
games have you played yesterday?
Listen to WrestleMania.
Is that it? No, it's at home. It's at home. We're home. It's at Blockbusters, which is my second home. Third home after work. What?
Did you do it?
Finished it all. Oh, my gold medals.
It was piss easy.
It is a piece of piss. Apart from the last thing you have to do in the game. To upgrade.
Eat Hulk Hogan.
To upgrade. Okay, second last thing you have to do in the game. To totally upgrade your character, you have to go through all the legend tiers. You go through three of them, then you do a favourites tier, so basically beat up Hulk Hogan like 10 times. And then you have to face all 38 wrestlers.
Yeah,
in one go. Yeah, it took me about 2 hours. And I'm just sitting there going bored. I eventually just hit square.
Why don't you just pause it?
Yeah, right. Because then I can't play anything else. You can't do it all. You have to do it all in one go.
You have a break from video games by not playing video games.
No, I did. I went and watched porn, and then I came back to it.
Are you familiar with the old robot term? Does not compute.
It took me about 2 hours, and all I ended up doing was just tapping square and square and circle X, whatever it is. I don't know. Just went. And I still won.
That's all that you really does play games in porn.
Anyway, I've learned to play GTA and masturbate at the same time.
What are you doing?
Do you like YouTube? I don't know, I'm trying to use my thighs like up and down like that. Look,
have you used your thighs?
You can have your you play with your feet and then just, you know, go hands free.
Callum, what games do you play being a university student? What games do you game?
What, while I'm at uni?
Yeah.
Gears of War 2 and Left 4 Dead, that is it.
FIFA.
Oh yeah, FIFA, when I can't see.
What do you mean when you can't see?
When I'm really, really, really drunk and all I can see is green. And I still manage to win 4-2 or something like that. I don't know. But Left 4 Dead, I love that game.
What's your opinion on killing black guys?
What?
What is your opinion on killing black guys?
Oh, what, Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely kind of like fun.
We haven't had the racist argument yet, discussion, have we?
But there is no discussion.
Racist?
Have you played the third chapter where they're all in tribal gear and big tribal masks?
He's in Africa. What do you expect? A load of white guys
racist.
Racist, you're a racist.
Yeah, but that's a small part of the game, though. It's not like that.
I know. I just thought it was quite funny that it's like, no, it's not racist, You and there's all these multi-ethnic people, and you walk into
there's
these.
There's way too much Saddam Hussein in that game.
There is that character.
There's so
it's
much
Saddam Hussein. Though, you can set it in any country. You said it in Japan. Oh, it's against Asian people. No, it's not. It's just racist.
Well, no.
To be fair, it wasn't racist when it was set in Spain the last time around.
But in Africa, black people in Africa, you mad? Of course not.
How dare you kill black?
But it's like, crap. If you're white people in Africa, which is a touchy ground, shaky ground, mumbo jumbo.
I'm going to try this sandwich.
I mean, Crash Bandicoot tried it once.
Crash Bandicoot tread.
Don't fail.
Crash Bandicoot touched on
and
the
then,
topic
of business. And then, they're in Africa, but they've got some sort of mystery illness which keeps turning them into monsters.
AIDS.
That's four for AIDS.
Yeah, there you go.
And there's only one solution.
White guys.
That's guys.
Solution: a big beefy white man, and a sexy half-caste African
she's
woman.
She's the least blackest person I know.
Yeah, she looks Spanish or like, you know.
She looks like Mediterranean.
Latino.
Yes.
No, she's from Black Africa. Black Africa.
I think any black guys listen to this. Just because we're all white doesn't mean we're allowed to be racist.
Only
yeah, it does.
I'm not even saying it.
Only Samuel.
Samuel
Blackson.
I'm
another stroke
anything.
Of Quai's genius. So if you kill a black guy in GTA, does that mean it's racist?
No, because you're foreign.
because you're foreign.
They're not racist to do anything in a game, because it's not.
What if, what
unless
if
you
what
particularly
what
pick out black people.
What if the game was
racist?
Super Nigger Killer Time?
There's no game like that.
Yeah, I dropped the M-bomb. What of it?
Have you seen Onichibara Bikini Samurai Squad?
That game looks sexy.
I have seen the cover, I think. Is that the one on 360?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the cover.
There's a DS one. It's like super sexy vagina blade or something.
Running around with samurai sword in a bikini fighting zombies.
Why not? Bikini. It's because it's Japanese. They all like fucking. It's just racist in general. It's Japanese. They all love bikinis and zombies.
It's not racist.
Who doesn't love bikinis?
It's terrible.
Who doesn't like zombies?
Gay men.
They don't
like zombies.
They're not real people.
People who don't like zombies. gay men don't like bikinis. And zombies, obviously, aren't liked by people wearing bikinis.
Are you sure you don't edit this?
Actually, I don't. I will put. We'll put a couple of breaks in, and I'll put a happy song.
Yeah, can you please edit this?
Because I'm on a boat on.
I think I've already had that on. We've already had I'm on a boat on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sunshine Lollipops?
No, but I haven't got it.
You haven't got it. That's why you're not happy all the time, Hobbs.
No, I'm not happy because you're in my life, you bastard.
Have that as a, like your alarm clock. You wake up and this day is good no matter what.
Is that Callum Laird's tip of the year? Don't slap my bum. With
yeah.
the sword. If you put your alarm clock as Sunshine Lollipops, you'll be happy for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
No, you won't. You'll get bored of it and then it'll slowly
no, just
wear away your soul.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to listen to it all the time.
Alright, now we've come to the section where we all ask Caleb a hard hitting question.
Oh Christ, I'm not like your. I'm not like your
is
fucking.
Is it easier to get permission or forgiveness?
I'm not your fucking Carl Pilkington. Fuck off.
Yes, you are,
fuck
our
off.
Carl Pilkington.
So,
hello, Mr. Dinkington.
So, when you put it in the back door, permission, or did you go for forgiveness?
What do you mean, forgiveness?
That is like the most thinly veiled gay sex question I've ever heard.
It was just an anal sex question.
Yeah, I know,
it's
thinly veiled though. It wasn't exactly hidden that well.
You give me flowers.
Some KY. So, if you don't give permission, it's rape.
This is true.
I was in Boots yesterday, and there was just like couple. Like
being raped.
No. And they had a little baby, and the baby just came along,
being
gave
raped.
Me the lubricating jelly, and I just looked at them two, and I was thinking, why are you getting your? Oh, that's disgusting.
So you're saying a baby gave you lube?
No, he's not.
Where's my phone? 911.
What?
Shut up. 911. You're in England, you knob.
Hold him. You've got your job is to keep him in check.
Yeah, he said 911.
Yeah, I don't
know.
It's actually
912100. No, it's 0811 8999 8819 9115725.
3.
That's the IT crowd, by the way.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Right, I can't believe you remember.
Aren't I clever? I know, it's stupid.
No, you've watched this so much time. You probably rewound it, wrote it down, learned it.
Yeah, because I'm that sad to learn a fictional number.
I think you are. The Hobbs is, I don't care now.
Hobbs, ask him a hard hitting question.
Hard hitting question. How hard do you hit your girlfriend?
Hard enough.
Gary, you're done.
I haven't got any hard hitting questions for Carol.
For Carol?
Carol.
Carol.
I've had that. I've been called Cameron, Carol, God knows what. Some people actually thought my name was Cameron. I would have Christmas cards, right? Happy birthday. No, Merry Christmas, Cameron. In like
yeah, they obviously really care about you.
Yeah, I just looked at the tosser. That's why I never believe in sending Christmas cards.
So,
it's
Gary,
just
the PlayStation 2 is under $100 now.
Are you going to buy one?
Are you
going to
buy one?
Are you going to buy another one?
Come on.
Where are you, Callum?
I was going to buy an Xbox if I didn't get the Ridden ticket, but I got it.
Oh. We could have been buddies.
And you won't be able to play Gran Turismo.
True. I'd bought a console if I hadn't got my own ticket.
Yeah, don't worry, you don't worry. Get a paint pot, paint the wall, watch it dry. That's about as much fun as Gran Turismo.
I love Gran Turismo.
Fair.
Whoa, whoa, fight.
Callum is correct. What side you going
for? Bullshit, Callum. Don't
I'm on the side of the paint pot. I sell them.
What?
I sell paint pots.
Oh, the paint pot. Like the dual legs out. Hey,
like
ladies.
You like to be like over-exaggerated in the game. Like, you love your fiction.
That's why me and Callum like Gears of War and Resident Evil and Ochinimi Bikini Warriors.
It's just a glorified car collection. It's like, wow, I got this car.
Yeah, but really? I know.
On
I
my
like
TV.
Yeah, but I like it.
You're holding the sword, remember?
To fair,
I'm not
going
to retaliate with violence. I can argue with
that. A Top Gear video game would be better.
They've got the Top Gear test track in the new Gran Turismo.
Yeah, but...
You can see if you're better than the stick.
I don't care.
Of course you'd be better than the stick.
Because it's a video game.
They even did that on Top Gear.
Yeah,
like,
I know, I watched it.
Yeah.
I watch
TV.
I don't have
to. And that's quite his valuable input.
Plus, I'd rather have the PlayStation controller or anyone. Do it like on the Xbox One.
Nah, you will learn.
Exactamundo. That's what we'll
learn.
So, we're talking about playing Street Fighter?
Street Fighter, I think I'd beat. No, I wouldn't. Tekken, I'd kick your ass.
Yeah. You beat me once at Street Fighter.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And you lorded over it. It was like the 20 results before.
To be fair, Callum,
yeah,
it's insane game, and
I know.
It's the first time I've played that game, and you played it for 8. You even played 100 matches straight in uni.
Yeah, that was when I was really drunk, though.
I don't care.
The 100 matches I have.
Gary still beat you, and I've beaten Kwai.
You did Zangief, and all you did was that.
I reckon I could give Kwai. I might be able to beat Kwai. 30 game stretch.
A what?
Yeah, we did play about 30. It was basically a 29-1 in Callum's favour. You did dick all over me.
A retard.
So, Morgan Freeman got dicked. what was that about, Quai?
Nurse Betty.
That was about. That was like I watched Nurse Betty. Last
I saw it was on. What's it about?
Morgan Freeman getting
dicked. It's about.
Dicked. I read that.
Yeah, it's like
Renee. A woman dies.
No. Her husband dies, and then she thinks that
she's
some TV actor who plays a part in a hospital program is her actual husband,
yeah.
And she acts all crazy at some people, and the husband was involved in coke or whatever. I don't know, I watched the end.
That just sounds fucking silly.
And then Chris Rock came along and killed Dan, and then got shot, and then Morgan Freeman was like, oh, I'm going to shoot all the police officers, and got shot.
Okay, Callum, I've got a fact for you. The PlayStation 3 has sold 3 times more consoles than the Xbox 360. Yes.
The curve is on
in Japan.
The
how does that strike you?
Not surprising.
Not surprising. To be fair, no one does care about Japan.
Callum, I'm making a scimitar.
Oh, okay. It just looks like a porn star's penis.
Whose cock is grey and foamy?
Oh, okay. I say bench, okay?
And has a yellow and blue handle.
Mine's foamy with the yellow and blue handle, but it's not grey.
Skip past the fucking colours.
Skip
outside
the
box. Use your imagination.
Think outside the box.
What box?
What box?
Some of the hard-hitting questions that are just crap.
So,
I can just hit you.
Super Mario Galaxy, Shag or Die?
I'm not even gonna.
What? Shag or what?
Shall I tell Super Mario Galaxy to shag or die? Shall I fuck the game? Or go tell the game to die.
I'd shag it, ow.
I would rather play the game.
Shag or die.
Shag or die.
Stop answering that fucking ridiculous question.
Oh, isn't it shag?
Barack Obama, shag or die.
What's the story?
I'd shag him. Actually, then again, he's black.
There's something wrong with you today.
Yeah,
I'm
in a racist.
Racist. Hobbs has woken up in a xenophobic mood today. He has different moods.
Al Pacino, shag or die.
You're just looking at his fucking posters and you go, oh, let me guess, Che Guevara next.
Darboard,
Shane
Guevara.
No, not Shane Guevara.
What's his name?
Robert Lindsay.
Oh, why have you got Shane Guevara as a poster?
Robert Lindsay.
Peter Griffin.
Okay, why have you got Robert Lindsay?
The chicken.
You've got Robert Lindsay.
Ooh,
on your board.
I have breaking news about the next Shaun of the Dead.
The next Shaun of the Dead.
It's basically the end of the world.
What? The apocalypse.
It's the apocalypse. They're doing it about the apocalypse.
Keith Richards dies.
Yes, Keith Richards will die in this film.
Oh shit.
Oh god. That's not good.
I can't remember my... Because I had four...
Yeah, Richard Whiteley.
Whiteley.
I didn't have
James,
Richard Whiteley.
James
Brown.
Brown.
Steve Irwin. I don't know the other one, but it is someone
Mother
that's
Teresa.
Dead.
And
no, Mother Teresa was way over dead when I made this.
Well, I swear it was Richard Whiteley.
No, it wasn't Richard Whiteley.
Ooh,
it was people renowned for being old and alive.
Terry Wogan's
alive.
He's just drunk all the time.
He's not dead yet.
Lemmy.
There's only one left.
The guy who played Keith Richards. The guy who played Dumbledore.
No. I think it could have been Pavarotti.
Oh yeah, he died.
Because he was a fat bastard and should have died. I think it was Pavarotti. And all three of them are dead except Keith Richards, who nearly died after falling out of a fucking coconut tree.
Yeah,
you shat yourself then, didn't you?
I did. I was thinking, oh. And I think that was when the others were alive, so I wasn't that bothered.
He's got the devil's protection.
He has got the devil's protection.
As have all rock stars.
Gary, I've got some news for you. News for you, Gary. Chinese beer Snow leapt ahead of Bud Light to become the world's biggest selling beer.
China sells
the most beer in the world.
You could look at the most people, you idiot.
They don't drink it though, they drink sake.
That's Japan.
They are the same.
You can't. Oh. No,
some of the Koreans. And they eat dogs.
Brilliant.
Cats. Fuck it. My name is Ben Quai. Fuck the world.
What was it like? You're like Manchester United supporters saying a song about Jason Park and like they. You dog in his own country. You're like a Manchester United supporter. You're like me.
That made no sense. Even Manchester United hit a dog in a country. You're like me.
Me.
Lol.
Insert rest of sentence.
Yeah.
I'm like one of them punctual. Like, what were them tests you got in school? What were they called? Like,
tests?
They gave you a bit of prose. Exams. And you got to like fill in the gap sort of thing. Like the punctuation.
Fill in the gap.
I used to call them tests.
They had a certain name. I forgot what they were though.
Raw Jack
test.
Another piece of news. Best news of this week, I think. Miss Universe says she had a lot of fun in Guantanamo Bay.
Why is it fun?
She said it was a relaxing, calm, beautiful place. In Guantanamo Bay.
What, in the prison?
In the prison.
Sure, she's not thinking of a different bay.
Yeah, it says Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, where the United States holds about 240 prisoners.
Yeah. Are you sure she's actually...
It just sounds fun that she said it was nice and relaxing.
Well, this is the best news in the year, and we've just attacked you and ruined you over it.
Fine. Lemon.
Hey, no,
lemon.
No, do you want to know what the best news of the year is? Jay
Goody's day. Right.
Have you, okay. Have you done the joke on here yet?
No, I haven't done the joke on here.
What do you call Jay Goody in Wendress?
Shuttlecock.
Yeah.
To be fair, I'm not glad she's dead, but it was the whole kind of like media frenzy that.
Have you heard?
She was public enemy number one, then she was the most cherished thing ever.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
And
to be honest,
she's a nobody to me, and the fact that she got so much attention because she had cancer.
She's a little bald lump.
Yeah.
Who had cancer, and they didn't get the attention. Jade Goody's known for being a spastic, so you know.
Get him.
That situation, like her kids, is like. Her kids are. No, she wasn't. That whole racism thing wasn't her being a bitch, it was just her being plain, stupid, and ignorant. But.
No, that's all she got famous for.
Yeah, exactly.
First time she's in there.
But, I mean, I feel sorry for kids and all, but I don't care. I don't like people that say I should care. I don't give a toss. And the fact that OK Magazine's been running, like.
Ridiculous amount of stories.
Yeah, about it. And I've been having them shoved in my face by my girlfriend, even though she agrees with me. It's just. Oh, it's ridiculous. I hate it.
Well, apparently. Like, yeah, a national treasure. You don't fuck all apart from annoy me.
Yeah, she basically, her whole life revolved around reality TV show, my Big Brother. She's like, it made her, it destroyed her, and then she got told she had cancer on the Indian Big Brother.
The thing that made
what
me
happened
laugh,
to her
the thing that made me laugh was that she went on Big Brother and somehow became a celebrity, and she went on Celebrity Big Brother.
No, but
because she got a kebab out in the first one.
Yeah, the first one,
throughout the whole thing, they wanted the Sun newspaper wanted her out. They were calling her a pig and shit like that. And once she left, they were like, "Ooh, she's a hero," and shit like that. But it's just this made me hate the idea of celebrity media instead of just their goodie. That's what I hate.
That's the ultimate insult to celebrity culture. A celebrity who is a celebrity for being a reality TV star.
I'm telling it to my dad, I swear to God, I hate celebrities. I've got crappy teeth now, I'm going to go bald, I'm turning into my dad.
You always the fuck out of me.
I know, but then I just like put my fingers in my ears and don't listen.
Yeah.
So that makes everything
better. That's why I don't watch television.
Apparently they're making a film about her life.
Yeah, I know, I heard. But
if they do, I'm just going to...
With some really hot girl playing Jade Goody, which doesn't work.
Just want to receive half a star. Well, even that. You're not going to get any stars.
It'll be the worst film fucking ever.
Who's going to make that film?
Yeah, but what's it going to be about?
Curtis.
Is it going to be about when she, like...
It's a rom-com. Richard Curtis writes it.
It'll just be Big Brother.
Well, no, they'll probably do the life before and then Big Brother and then...
It'll be just like the 50
what's
Cent.
What's she doing? She was a dead...
50 Cent.
The 50 Cent
Replace Jay Goody.
Well, she was a dental nurse before she went and Big Brother, weren't she?
Something like that.
It's gonna make
it's like this whole G20.
This is an ultimate deterrent for the dentist.
It's like that whole G20 thing. The hairdresser was like, I'm surprised, because I said I was a student. They said, I'm surprised you're not in London protesting. I was like, I don't care. What? I'm not one. You know that G20 thing, and like a load of hippie, student-y kids going out, going, we're Viva La Revolution, you know.
G20's
the meeting, like, trying to sort out the economic crisis, and there's some people saying capitalism's not working. Why should you save them? You're not thinking about us. Time to overthrow them, sort of thing.
Yeah, that's a load of crap. Why don't you just turn off Las Vegas every now and then?
No, because then we won't see
what we're doing. Lit up like a Christmas tree, yet I've got to use energy efficient bulbs. Fuck off.
No,
wait,
but,
I'm being home base.
But then, but it's I don't.
Stop plugging your work.
But I'm not angry about it.
Buy some cakes.
Because I don't read the newspaper. That's the best thing in the world. If you don't want to be angry, don't read the newspaper.
No, I don't. I don't watch the news either.
During my gap year, I watched like, I read a lot of newspapers and stuff.
Thrilling.
And, You can edit all this shit out if you want.
During my gap year.
No, this is all staying in. We've done like half an hour so far.
Yeah,
during my gap year, I probably
have
read newspapers.
Yeah, they're going to make 7 Dragon Ball Z films.
They've already made one, haven't they? That crap snuck up on me. Not that I hate Dragon Ball Z, but...
I hate Dragon Ball
Z. It looked like it was just...
The film is god shit. God shit.
God shit. That makes it sound like holy and great.
I'm hungry.
Like a meat.
God species. Yeah. No, but it kind of crept off me. I never heard anything about it until I watched like The Watchmen and it was a trailer for it. And it was just like,
I want to see Wolverine film.
I don't know. It looks a bit pants.
You look pants.
Or what about, like, what was it?
You see The Boat That Rocked?
No.
I want to see that.
The Boat That Rocked.
I don't.
Why not?
I
did
like
you like
good.
Watchmen?
Did you like Watchmen?
Yeah, I did.
We shall discuss the Watchmen.
I did not.
Argue.
We shall discuss the Watchmen, then we shall take a short break.
Well, actually, I'll be honest, it wasn't a bad film. I sat through it, I didn't get as bored as Grimes and that did.
No, I imagine Grimes would get very bored.
Yeah, if he'd been sat next to me, we'd have had such a laugh.
Yeah.
It's because
I watched a documentary about Dark Comics, and that was talked to quite a bit about the Watchmen, about the characters in it. So that's
no, but the guy that wrote it, he's from East Anglia, isn't he?
What?
The guy that wrote it was Solid Snake.
No, I'm talking about the comic, you arsehole.
Oh, yeah. The guy that wrote the film with Solid Snake.
Yeah, he comes from East Anglia, isn't he?
I think so.
He knows.
He's one of our own boys.
Yeah, I know David Hayter wrote like
so what's the guy
he did
the
for X, he did for X-Men and X-Men 2 as well. What?
The guy with the face.
Love Shack.
Rorschach.
Love Shack.
Yeah, he's like
Rorschach.
Their take on Batman.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. But I walked in there not expecting an action film. I knew what I was expecting because when I walked out, all my mates were going, there wasn't much action in it. But I knew because I looked
if you know about it, you enjoy it more because you know. You know what's coming up.
Because I knew it would be my sort of film. Except I saw a lot of blue penis. A lot more blue penis
like,
than I
bought. Dr. Manhattan. Oh my god.
A pair of pants.
He even wears a pair of pants.
I prefer to call it
like,
blue old boy.
Blue old boy. He likes the air between his balls.
No, I don't want to see that. Sure, it's in the comic. So what?
Fair, a giant squid was in the comic, but they left that out.
Yeah, but to be honest, the ending of a giant squid and stuff, it would have been silly on film.
It would have been awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, it's a giant squid. What?
It would have been cool.
It would have been cool.
Have you seen the actual giant squid?
Yeah.
No.
It's like got like one eye, the eyelids open like that. It's got like a massive brain thing and a mouth sideways vagina mouth thing and lots of fucking tentacles all over. It doesn't look like a squid. Get a Google image of it and it doesn't look anything like it. Like a conventional squid.
You want me to get the squid from the Watchmen?
Yeah, just get it up on there.
Alright then, carry on talking.
What am I going to talk about? Because this is my point. See it. It's
Watchmen
not a
squid.
It doesn't look like a squid. And if you put that in the film, it would have looked silly.
You would look silly in the film.
That's
a lot of things in the film look silly. Sex scene.
Is this the thing?
That was funny.
What's the silliest explosion?
Yeah, it's funny.
Is this the squid?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
It look a lot better picture than that. You can't really see the whole thing.
Giant ass.
Jaguar die.
To
be honest, that mouth looks ideal for it.
That looks like a brown passage.
Yes.
Yes. Brown passage. See, that's a better picture.
Does anyone else have foot hair?
Well, okay, before that gets too dirty, we're gonna go for a break. Before his foot hair. I'll put in some smooth jazz and come back in about 5 minutes.
No, smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz.
No.
Smooth jazz. It's just a Gary eat. Gary, what are you eating, Gary?
Well, you can see it.
How thrilling is this?
Oh, I bet they're still listening. I bet they're still gripped.
No one's any listeners.
What?
That right's harsh truth.
How do you know?
I mean, Hobbs has lied to me that he gets emails.
From people. Yeah, I got the Punisher thing.
But one email. One listener has passed one. Therefore, the Punisher wins by default. Yay!
No, he voted against it.
Voted against the Punisher.
Haskell doesn't have any kidneys. He's not a real person.
Speaking of kidneys, livers.
Okay, hold.
Right.
How many listeners do you think you have?
Important discussion.
The Punisher, the film, yay or nay?
Oh, God, nay.
Ha! Something wrong with you, son.
There's something wrong with you.
As opposed to, what was the...
Not the new one, the old one.
What was the other choice? What was the other choice?
The new one.
No, not the new one.
Both of them, actually, because Punisher's shy.
What was the other choice? It was Punisher or... Butterfly Effect.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, it was.
That's like picking between cat and dog shit.
That's what the argument was, but the actual question was Punisher, yay or nay?
No, definitely not.
But it's better than the Butterfly Effect,
isn't
it?
No, but you're
cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, yeah, it's still me and Gary versus you. Me and Gary and Pascal versus you two.
Yeah, no, but it's like comparing...
No, I didn't compare the button.
Alright, Punisher's the Butterfly Effect.
I've never seen the Butterfly Effect.
Good, it's like shit. Punisher wins by default.
No, but it's like comparing two different types of shit. It's just horrible. It's like, yeah. I prefer cat shit to dog shit.
But which one would you rather eat? Shit.
It's just like comparing a rock.
This is like, am I eating the film or the shit? I don't know.
If there was some shit and it had the disc in and you had to eat one part.
I'm not going to eat a disc or shit.
No, this is a bad conversation.
No, I like this topic. Hobbs, how many listeners do you think you have?
Find out.
Oh, are you now?
Can I talk about Ian Huntley's kidneys or liver or whatever?
I know. Saunders.
While I find out.
Yeah, but that's this is our friend.
Even though he berated it.
He berated it badly
and he listened to it. Pascal listened to it sometimes. Yeah. I think it's just people
know, your friends.
Talk about Ian Huntley.
Oh, yeah, and Ian Huntley has liver failure. And there's a group on Facebook saying that they need to give him a liver.
I think they should give him, well, not give him a liver, just give him, like, I don't know, a box.
I think they should drop him in the middle somewhere.
Oh no, keep him alive as long as possible. Because he hates it in there. He's tried to kill himself. He hates it.
Yeah, but he's got a wee. Pay for the box.
No, that's what I said. Put a box in him or something that has liver capacity. I don't fucking know.
But he has a wee. That's all he needs. He does have a wee.
Last 30 days, 1,017.
Bollocks. That's views.
Bullshit. That's
feed views.
Subscribers.
Subscribers, 270.
What the fuck?
Fuck you.
To be fair, the population of Britain is 15 million.
Maybe there are
a few black guys listening to it.
Yeah, because to be fair though, I should imagine that you can be quite racist.
Every black guy listening to it.
Who? Pop, yeah.
Yeah. Dirty bastard. What, on this podcast all the time?
So racist. When every black man who listens to this podcast, email.
Please stand up.
Please.
We'll get 270 emails now.
if you want,
we're all black.
They don't actually care about what we're saying, they're just trying to find us.
Each episode we drop clues further, like, oh yeah, you know we're a new market, yeah.
Shut up!
Stop trying to kill us!
Callum, you're gonna murder us one day.
No.
But indirectly.
They wouldn't lynch us.
No, they wouldn't, because I'll be in that other town that you don't know where I
am. Oh, what, Chester?
Yeah.
What university is it?
Yeah, Manchester.
I'm now gonna really annoy Callum.
Oh god, what are you? If it's the Hansa song, I'll fucking kill you.
No, I'm not. Karen's talking about Ian Huntley's liver.
We've done that.
Yeah, remember, I want the death penalty just so taxes reduced, basically.
Yeah,
I believe in prison. Just don't make it like a fucking holiday.
And by the way, Gary?
What?
Don't forget you's pirate.
Oh yeah, I told you.
pirate Facebook.
That's awesome.
It's the best thing.
Yeah, anyone who hasn't done it, you translate it to pirate. It's the best
you're
thing.
You're in the settings.
No,
language,
I showed you.
You get a pirate Facebook.
It.
It's fucking...
I did it, but I got really sick of it because... Then I realised I didn't know what anything was.
I know what everything is.
Yeah, so I just kept it as normal.
Shit, I'm pirate-minded. I'm not...
For Grogsfest, cited from the Crow's Nest.
Okay. How is this good is this it? Your version of annoying me, like reading off pirate Facebook? Because if it is, I'm gonna.
No, it's not. Talking about people coming to hunt you down and kill you.
Pirates or Vikings?
All right, so you're gonna you're going on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Captain's log. Yeah. Where's your address?
You needed to look at Facebook to find my address.
I swear to God, you had your.
I don't have my Chester address on.
Damn it! It was on your fridge. I'm gonna find it and put it on the internet.
Hey, why don't you pick up? Now we can send them stuff. Callum, I love you.
No,
I want the pube on a spring.
I'm not this again.
The idea we had when Callum first went to university was to send him stuff.
You know, I want them like party pubes, don't you? Like, wow. I'm just
going to
put pubes
on the end. No. We have two presents. One full of glue. We open that. Open this one first. The glue comes out, hits him in the face. He goes, oh. Before I wash it off, I must open the second box.
Or we could double
and then there's pubes.
Your plan has a serious flaw.
What?
A, if I open a box full of glue, I would think, I might need to wash myself.
Well, you could have a double spring load of box glue here. Yeah. Box.
Boom, boom.
Oh, look, there's Chum. The pubes.
You're not left, right.
Now I'm going to fucking stop. No, fuck off. What are you doing? No.
What's he doing?
Okay.
Don't do that.
I'll pull up your damn trousers.
Can you see the crack of the moon?
My dad's seen this. He's ashamed of me.
Ready? Ready? Are we ready? Are we ready for Callum in the middle of the street shouting things?
Nobody's bigger than Chandler Bing. Run, run, Chandler, run.
I wish I'd been there.
Are you one more time?
Black, nobody's bigger than Chandler Bing. Black, nobody's bigger than Chandler Bing. Black, nobody's
That's like watching Black, someone else though, because I don't remember that Black, in the slightest. Please stop that.
That's enough, Hobbs.
Nobody's bigger than Chandler Bing.
There's things I don't remember that are probably stupid.
There's another video on there where I hoovered a man's boob and then the girls were underneath the covers and Ben was like, it was on the landing floor and there was a lot of lads standing there and, like getting the hoover and just trying to get them with it. And they gave me the hoover. I went, hey Ben, got him right on the boob, right around the nipple as well. He goes, you just hear him go, rah!
Oh, you gay, you these students.
Did anyone watch Family Guy last night?
I watched a bit with the house.
Doggy hell, and you just see the devil with a hoover.
I've gone off Family Guy though.
I still love it.
Well, Quai, what time do you have to be out of it, Quai?
Like, after.
What?
Oh my god, my thing is playing. iTunes decided to play. Why are you pressing buttons for on my Apple remote?
What?
How you
gotta
be out
of
my
phone?
I
go
with
my mom.
My
nan.
His mom. He's gotta go see his mummy.
No. Just because you all don't have moms.
April Fool. Oh god.
She looks after the pub.
She looks like a pub.
Callum was given birth to by a pub.
My spoons.
Burst out the double doors.
He stumbled out of spoons and was sick on the floor. Babies throw up when they come out. No.
Yeah.
You pee and poop. Women shit themselves when they
birth. I know that.
So no one ever tells them that though. So I always find funny.
Yeah, Zoe found it out like fairly recently.
Why, did you get pregnant?
You're going to fool yourself in front of a room full
of
people.
Oh, wait, I'm a father. That's like my guy.
That's why
name him Tekken?
They say you should watch it. It's a beautiful experience. No, it fucking isn't beautiful. The end result is beautiful.
Unless your baby looks
like covered in placenta. Unless your baby looks like a
frog. I've been washed down.
That was genius. I'm now calling one of my babies Tekken.
Oh my god. It's like that competition thing. If you change your name to Turok, you got a free Turok Evolution game or whatever it's called.
No one fucking wanted Turok though, because it was shit.
I think you should stick with Risotto.
Risotto, Bert and Ernie, Couscous and Tekken.
Couscous?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Couscous Hobbs.
That's not cool, man.
Hobbs is not going to keep
You're going to live in a camper van and rename yourself, aren't I?
Cyanide.
The Great Gandalf Fingers does not exist.
It does. Doesn't. Seriously, it exists. I've watched it. It's fucking hilarious.
Anybody can find it, because we can't.
What?
The Great Gandalfini prank call. Send it in and prove Callum right.
Please. Because it does exist.
It doesn't.
Like it does.
I looked on and break the computer on YouTube and everything.
could not find Jack shit.
I have seen it on YouTube.
We googled it, we YouTubed it, who YouTubed it,
I don't know what happened.
Red tubed it, all sorts of stuff.
Definitely exists.
You're a liar.
The possible entire
Mentiroso.
It's actually Mentiroso.
And Minty Rolos.
Minty Rolos. Yeah.
Because I said that to my mate,
Okay, why are you speaking for? Which is to
Minty
Rolos.
Minty Rolos. Minty Rolos.
You know
you're
saying Minty Rolos.
Minty Rolos and Janica.
Yes, it does. Minty Rolos.
Wait, so you playing Scrubs again?
Yeah. Oh, so, Callum, how's Lost in the Damned?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, you haven't played it, even I haven't. I haven't even got an Xbox.
I finished it, Bruce Willis is a ghost.
You just spoiled the thing. I haven't seen that film yet. Oh, you just spoiled it for me.
How do you know it was
a... Did it? Straight man, funny man.
Yeah.
That's how, it that's how, that's how we roll around these parts.
Alright, so how do you know it was the Sixth Sense then, knob?
Shh. Because I know Bruce Willis is in it. And he doesn't play a ghost in Die Hard 4.
If you didn't...
What's all these legs you've got here?
Crumbs.
What's
the sword?
What?
I flustered.
Oh yeah, and I had to clean Taz's shit the other day. You had six cans of shit.
Why are we talking about your cat's poo?
Because we're not talking about anything else.
I was there for a weekend, then went back for another night. She did not shit in the house once.
Callum, your cat hates you. I'm going to find some. I'm going to find something for us to talk about.
It's the first time I've heard of her doing it since you got back.
It was like the, was it the Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Sunday when I came back.
Peas and rice.
The toilet.
Peas and rice.
It was around the toilet.
Listen to the cat. Maybe she likes it more of you.
I found some news for you to talk about, Callum. Instead of your cat's poo.
Okay, thank you.
Two disgraced Roman Catholic priests have been sentenced to prison in a case involving the misappropriation of more than $8 million from their church. I was like, how do you like your religion now,
that's
you
just
arsehole?
Father Ted. So the money was just resting in my account.
Right, Hobbs, how many times have I told you? I don't believe in it anymore.
You did.
I did when I was little and...
When they touched you.
The priest didn't come around. He only came around to my house. And
Google Church of Fudge, all those under 18-year-olds are listening to this.
You what?
I said, for all the under 18-year-olds are listening to this, Google Church of Fudge.
How's Church of Fudge?
Show the video.
No.
What is it?
It's like two girls, one cup.
Oh. Now they're definitely going to be a search. Have you ever watched a thing called Mr. Hands?
I don't want to see Mr. Hands, it sounds dirty.
It's a guy that gets buggered by a horse and then dies halfway through.
Oh, I've got to read this.
You can't call me gay.
Okay, hilarious surnames.
He's not stopping, is he? He loves it.
Look at Hobbs still trying to do the podcast thing, and them two have just descended into...
They've descended into anarchy.
No, not anarchy, just talking about... I don't know what
how would you, how
about.
Gary, how would you
looking
like...
Looking
at my... How long has he been on this?
He's been sat there for a good 5 minutes.
Yeah, I noticed that.
What?
How would you like the surname Cockshot?
What?
Cockshot, Balls, Death or Shufflebottom?
How do you like the...
I've declined
the surname Wycombe.
Wycombe, that's a good surname.
You used to be a real one.
Did you know the name Cock... Koch ranked to 875 last year.
No, but what was it?
Mr. Smelly.
There was a Sun article about people that changed their name to weird stuff, and the best one I heard was General Ninja Art.
That's good.
There were others as well.
That's
like
the best,
something
that's,
to do with
that's the best surname ever. Mr. Go-To-Beds.
Quite
Nado.
What?
Who are they on this Radio 1 yesterday?
No. Why?
They're doing this prank phone call thing where they ring up a library and ask for a book by an author. Just for, one of them was, if you've got a book, Sex on the Beach. Yeah, we'll see what's up. Sandy Flaps.
Pulled the muscle in my leg, look.
How's it look? How's your leg looking?
How's your leg looking?
What?
How's your leg looking?
My
your ankle. Kwai is dying.
What's going on?
The muscles popped out.
Oh, Kwai, by the way, I put the Andy picture vagina. Of you as an I set a picture of your Lucha Libre
sexy
alter ego on the website.
Kwai-Nado.
Kwai-Nado. Is that what he's called now? It's not Black Magic anymore, whatever it was.
Black Magic.
I like Kwai-Nado, that's a good name. What about the picture of you with a sword?
in the kebab house.
Ah, that's my Facebook.
Oh, I thought it would be.
Thing, yeah.
I'm a good pitch taker.
I'm so
there's
confused.
There's a picture of Quiet in a Lucha Libre mask on the internet.
How'd you get that?
Mexico.
I was like, buy me one.
I shall show you. I can't spell.
Yeah, and
that's your own.
Afro mind of.
Afro mind.
There is. Oh my god.
it's dirty and wrong, isn't it?
We're gonna picture you in a sword.
That just reminds me immediately of the Gimp in Pulp Fiction in the basement.
Yes, it does.
Famous.
Just have a look on the site if you don't know what we're talking about, but it's very, very attractive. Especially one where he's got his nipples out.
He's got his nipples out?
That one. I see nipple. There it is. Stay with it.
That's not a wrestler. That is actually a Gimp. He's peeling his clothes off like a sexual banana.
There's Kwai's leg.
Banana.
Which is why he wasn't up to podcasting last week, because his leg hurt.
What did you do? I got
kicked by a small girl. You got kicked by a small girl and he made blood good chilling.
Hey, Karen,
he got beaten up by a Portuguese cleaner.
Yeah, but he was and a massive.
Small girl.
Yeah.
And a small child.
No, it was...
Wait.
You know Richard? It's his sister. She basically runs around and plays football and kicks everyone.
Yeah.
So you just punch her in the face and she shuts up.
But that like Africa.
No.
Shut up.
It looks like a Bruce.
It's fucking alright, it was fucking
alright. I noticed that.
Where's your hand going?
A remote.
It plays music.
Play. It doesn't have play. Oh, I can play. Do that. It's empty.
I think we're slowly. I think we're slowly dying our asses down here.
What the hell is that?
You will have to like cut the last bit out because there's not. It's just degenerating.
Yeah, it just. To be fair, about 50 minutes. It usually goes into a big pile of wank.
Yeah.
As long as I get the hits, I don't care.
And
yeah, because I'm famous.
What are we doing next week, Kwai? Because I've got a week off.
Many things.
A podcast every day.
which we're doing a weeks long podcast.
Don't even suggest the idea of following me.
Well, now you've said it.
we're following Callum around all week. We're watching WrestleMania.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Why
not?
Well, I know you quite like wrestling.
Yeah, but why you? You don't know any of the stuff. It's just because you bought that game.
It's something to do. We've got nothing else to do on my week off.
What, at midnight?
Yes.
Watch a film and sleep.
Nah, it's for
get drunk every day.
Well, it's for dates. Watch WrestleMania with the boys.
Yes. Let's watch Men in Greece.
We got someone called Hey Ho. Yeah. Whatever that is.
Hey Ho.
We're gonna kidnap Liam.
Lots of,
you can't get me on this.
Lots of good things.
I didn't get an invite.
You can come to see WrestleMania.
I ain't going, I don't
want to
go.
Fine, you won't be touched by other men while watching other naked men touch each other.
That won't happen. That just sounds like that maybe night where you put the gay...
I love gay porn, what of it?
No, not the gay porn, the gay chat thing.
Gay chat, same difference.
While we were dressed in carrier bags.
And on that note, I think we should stop. Anybody got any song requests for the end? Anybody?
What channel are we
from? Right to Nowhere.
Tequila. Harry Priestman.
What?
Psycho Billy Freakout.
I actually have that, Psycho Billy Freakout it may be. Say bye, Callum.
Bye.
One more word. Bye, everybody.
Just add him on Facebook as Callum Robert Laird.
Yeah, no,
the
fucking decline
you're fucking. I'll put his mobile number up with this podcast. It'll be in the show notes.
Thanks.
0777
something 0777621195.
You were getting close until you collapsed into random numbers.
0777 1 2 3 4 5 6 8.
Say bye, Kwai.
I thought we were saying bye.
And say bye. Say bye, Gary.
Bye.
He's been tickled. I'll see you next week, guys. It's a psychobilly freakout.
It's a psychedelic freakout!
Damn!